Travis for a question.
Can I use it to wake me up?
Speaking of.
Oh. I had a problem with my second JavaScript assignment. The loops weren't working for me.
Trust me.
Okay, that I can look at some point, but that...
I don't know what was the problem. I mean, I had the code right from, looking at from what we were doing on the JavaScript, JavaScript.
All right.
Okay. Wasn't working for some reason.
Can you come at the 2:00 kind of time at some point?
Okay.
Or you can just send it to me and I'll take a look at it.
I did send an email.
Okay. Well, I'm behind on emails because I was away. But I will, tomorrow I don't have classes, so tomorrow is catch-up day. So you can send it to me and I'll take a look at it. Okay. We then are done with JavaScript. And we're moving on to the next topic because that's what we do in this class is we move from topic to topic. However, I decided that we would not move right into another programming language. We'd give you a week off. So we're going to do numbering systems, which is another component that we need to do for this class. So we're going to look at numbering systems. Okay. The handout that I've given you here, it says above, the handout covers binary and hex well, but it was written over 20 years ago. And the code information is historic. So as far as the numbering systems in here, and talking about numbering systems, this is a great handout. But if you are looking for code information, we're going to look at ASCII, and the reference for ASCII code is there. You should not use the handout for codes, because they're not current. Okay. I mean, it gets into a whole lot of old codes that were around. Okay, so just ignore that part, but I keep the handout because it's got the information you need on numbering systems. Okay. And somehow that went away. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're first going to look at binary. How many of you know binary?
I know of it.
You know of it, okay.
I know that there's one type of person out there. Those who know binary and those who don't.
I thought that was those three types of people or something. Okay. So, binary has only two digits. It is base 2, and it has only two digits, 0 and 1. And actually, I should write them separately. So binary only has two digits, 0 and 1. Okay, unlike decimal that has 10 digits. So decimal is base 10. And it goes from 0 down to 9. So it has 10 digits that go 0 to 9. Okay? Hexadecimal, which is the other numbering system we're going to look at, is base 16, and it goes from 0 to 9, and then has A, B, C, D, E, F. So in hexadecimal, when you count 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F, 10. Okay, so you've got 16 digits that you have to account for when you are working in hexadecimal. Okay, so binary is base 0. So if we start looking at the handout that I gave you, somewhere in here we will find binary. And there is the binary numbering system. Okay, so what you mean when you say base is in decimal, we have 10 to the 0, which is defined as 1, 10 to the 1st, which is 10, 10 squared, which is 100, 10 cubed, which is 1,000. So the base is positional. Okay, so if I put a 4 over 10 to the 0, it's 4. If I put a 4 over 10 to the first, it's 40. If I put over 4 over 10 squared, it's 400. So it is the face value of the digit and the positional value make what the number is. Okay, so in decimal, the number 7, we know it is over 10 to the 0. And if I put a 7 in the second position, it's 7 on 10 to the first, it would be 70. Binary does the same thing, except we now use 2 powers of 2. 2 to the 0, 2 to the first, 2 to the second, 2 to the third. We use powers of 2. Okay, so the positional value is powers of 2. And when we get to hexadecimal, our positional value will be powers of 16. Yeah.
How does this store negative numbers?
It has usually a symbol at the front that will store the number, negative numbers. When you store the number, there's usually a symbol at the front.
Okay.
But that's more about the code than it is about the numbering systems. That's more when you get into the code.
Okay,
sorry. Okay. So, today we're just strictly looking at numbering systems. Okay. So, I'm going to go back and start writing. So, again, if I have decimal and I put 7, 7 is 10 to the 0, which is defined as 1. So this is the face value, and this is the positional value. 10 to the 0, and so it ends up being resolved as 1. 47, I have 10 to the first down here, which is 10. So 4 times 10 is 40, plus 7 times 1 is 7, so that's 47. Okay? That's the rules behind it. So binary, if I put a 1, 1, okay, this is 2 to the 0, this is 2 to the first. 2 to the 0 is defined as 1. 2 to the first is 2. So I have here 1 times 1 plus 1 times 2, which makes 3. So 1, 1 is a 3. So we're going to look at the numbering systems going along. And we're going to start and say decimal, and then binary.
Okay.
So a decimal zero is a binary zero, and we're fine with that. A decimal one is a binary one, but now I've run out of numbers in binary. Okay. Two, I've got to add and make it 1, 0. So one plus 1 is what I've got to do here. Because I've already got 1, and I've got to add 1 more. Huh?
1 plus 4.
No.
No, it's 3.
No.
I have
no
idea.
2.
I'm thinking binary.
1 plus 1. Okay, what happens when you add 9 plus 1 in decimal? If you add 9 plus 1, I don't have anything after 9, right? So I put down a 0 and carry the 1. And then I bring the 1 down, and I've got 10, right? Yes? Yes?
Yeah.
We're in decimal now. 9 plus 1 is 10, right? Okay. 1 plus 1, I do the same thing. I don't have any digit. So 1 plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1. And bring it down. Okay, so 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Then if I add 1 more, I've got 1, 1, right? Add 1 more, I've got 1, 1. Okay, because 0 and 1 is 1, and 1 and nothing is 1. So a 3 is 1, 1.
Now if I add one more, 1 + 1 = 0 with a carry of 1. 1 + 1 = 0 with a carry of 1, which I bring down, and it's 1, 0, 0. Okay, basically what you have to remember is back in decimal, 1 + 9 = 10. In binary, 1 + 1 = 10. So this is going to be 1, 0, 0. Okay. What's 5 going to be?
1, 0, 1.
1, 0, 1. What's 6 going to be?
1, 1, 1.
Nope.
No, 1, 1, 0.
1, 1, 0. Okay, because if I had 5 and I add 1 to it, 1 + 1 = 10, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 + 0 = 1, bring down that 1 = 1, 1, 0. What's 7 going to be?
1, 1, 1.
What's 8 going to be?
1, 0, 0, 0.
Extend page. Okay, 8 is going to be, if I have 1, 1, 1 and I add 1 to it,
it's going to be 1, 0, 0, 0.
Yep. So 1 + 1 = 10, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10, and you can just write it there, or you can put down the 0 and carry the 1 and bring it down, depending on how you do things. So 8 = 1, 0, 0, 0. What's 9?
0, 0, 1. 1, 0, 0, 1.
And you can just keep going on that forever, and that's counting in binary. Okay? Now, once I have those numbers, it all comes over to these powers, too. So, let's look at the 9. Okay? If I come over here and write 1, 0, 0, 1, and I put the positional values under it, 2 to the 0, 2 to the first, 2 squared, 2 cubed. Okay. 2 to the 0 is defined as 1, 2 to the first is 2, 2 squared is 4, and this is 8. Okay. So if I want to convert this, I have again, this is face value, and this is position. So I multiply the face by the position. So 1 + 1, 1 × 1 = 1. 0 × 2 = 0. 0 × 4 = 0. 1 × 8 = 8. Add that up and I get 9. So that's my decimal equivalent. 1, 0, 0, 1 converts to 9. Okay? 1, 0, 0, 1 converts to 9. Questions?
I just thought it was a real fun way to write down my phone number from now on.
Okay. I met other kinds of comments. Okay, so if I give you the number 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1, what is that going to be in decimal? The first thing you have to do is write the positional value. So that's 2 to the 0, which is 1, 2 to the first, which is 2, 2 squared, which is 4, 2 cubed, which is 8, 2 to the 4th, which is 16, 2 to the 5th,
32.
So I've got my positional values. 37. Now, in truth, how often would I write 2 to the 0 to the I'd just write 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, because that's, you know, I know what those numbers are, so I don't have to write the 2 to the, okay? So, to figure out the value of this, 1 times 1 is 1, 0 times 2 is 0, 1 times 4, 0 times 8, 0 times 16, 1 times 32. So I add these up, and I've got 37, right? So that converts to a 37 in decimal. Okay, and let's try a different one. Okay, you convert that one. Done it yet. What did you say, 54?
Hmm?
What did you say, 54?
Yeah. 108?
Too high. Not all those times where paper and pencil are a wonderful thing.
Unless you're a prideful jerk like me.
Yeah, 54.
How many people came out with 54? Okay. So, this is 2 to the 0, which is 1, 2 to the first, 2, 2 squared, which is 4, 2 cubed, which is 8, 2 to the 4th, 16, 2 to the 5th, 32. So, I've got 2, 4, 0, 0, skip one, and then 16 and 32. And if I add those up, I get 32 and 16 is 48, 52, 54. Okay, so if I add that up, I get 54, so it's 54 in decimal. Okay. And again, if you go back over to the handout, it goes converting binary to decimal, and I did that, and then I said converting decimal to binary, and I went through and did that. So you can look at those examples. Okay, so I'm going to go back here, and what I'm going to say here is, okay, so now let's pretend that I was given the 54 decimal. And I was asked to convert it to binary. Okay? So again, I would write out the powers. So I would write out 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st. Two squared, which is 4, 2 cubed, which is 8, 2 to the 4th, 16, 2 to the 5th, 32, and 2 to the 6th would be 64. Well, I want to convert 54, so I'm clearly not going to use 64. Okay? 64 is too big. Now, what I do when I do this is I put out and figure out what ones I can use. So 54, what can I subtract from it? Can't subtract 64 from it. But I can subtract 32 from it. And when I subtract 32, I have 22 left. So that means I use the 32 and I can put a 1 there. Okay? Now, can I use the 16?
Yes, you get
yes.
6.
So I can use the 16 and I have 6 left. So I put a 1 there. Can I use the 8?
No.
So I put a 0 there. Can I use the 4?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
2.
And that gives me 2, so I used the 4. Can I use the 2?
Yes.
Yes.
Nothing, so you're done.
Okay. And that gives me nothing, so as he said, I am done. But I have to put the 0 in there.
Huh.
I had written all of these powers. I don't usually bother to put the 0 in the front to say I didn't use it. I could have a gazillion zeros in the front. It's not wrong to put a 0 in the front.
That's the same binary value.
Yeah, it's because we're doing
that's because we're doing the same thing.
Oh, for
I
some
said
reason
take 54 in decimal. This is the decimal number. And let's convert it back and see if it works.
Sorry, I darped a little bit.
So we're going from decimal to binary. So the first one that we got was 37. Okay, convert 37 back. And the next thing up is going to be higher than I need because it will be 64 and I don't need it. So 37, I ask the question, can I use the 32?
Yeah.
Yes. So I have the 37 and I subtract 32 from it and I get 5. So can I use the 16?
No.
Can I use the 8?
No.
So I put zeros in those. Can I use the 4?
Yes.
And so I now have 1 left. Can I use the 2?
No.
And can I use the 1?
Yes.
And again, you want to end up with 0 when you're finished. Okay, so now I've got, and I've confirmed that indeed 1100101 is the same as 37 in decimal, because I've gone back and forth. Okay. Questions? Okay. So that is converting in binary.
Now we're going to start looking at converting in hexadecimal. So again, if I go to the handout and scroll down a little ways. Actually, the binary counting, we should probably take a look at that, and then I'll go on with the hexadecimal. Because I went a little further on this.
So I went all the way down to the binary and the decimal, down to 16. Okay? Now what this shows me is an interesting fact. And that is, if I stop at the 15, okay, if I stop at the 15, then every binary number, okay, can be from 1, from 0 to 15, can be expressed using 4 binary digits. So from 0 to 15, they can be expressed using 4 binary digits. Once I get to decimal 16, I flipped over, and I am now using 5. Okay?
Then once you get 16, this is then once you get to 32, you use 6. That's all it's up for.
No, I think you can go higher than that. No, you're right. It's 31. You're right, 32. I was thinking of looking at the wrong number. Okay, so everything, every binary number from every... Sorry about that. That should read what? Every decimal number. Every decimal number from 0 to 15 can be expressed using 4 binary digits. Okay? So every decimal number from 0 to 16, from 15... 0 to 15 can be expressed using 4 binary digits. So they look at the 15 and they said, okay, if I want to be able to translate every binary to a single digit, because I don't want to be able to transfer it to 2, to translate it to 2 digits. I want to translate it to a single digit. Well, if I go to hex, hex has 0 down through 9 is the same. And then it goes A, B, C, D, E, F. So in hex, I can express any combination of 4 binary digits using 1 hexadecimal digit. Okay? So 1 hex digit, and I don't know where to write that, 1 hex digit can be expressed with 4 binary. All of them. And the reverse is true. If you have 4 binary digits, you can come up with a hex digit to represent that 4 binary digits. So the relationship with between binary and hex is caused by their wanting to come up with a numbering system where all of the binary possibilities in 4 bits could be expressed with 1 digit. The reason for that is when you go to code, ASCII code, for example, has 8 binary bits. Okay? Therefore, if I split it in half, 8 binary bits, and I split it in half, 4 binary bits, 4 binary bits, they can be represented with 2 hexadecimal digits. Well, if you dump memory, you'd be a lot happier looking at 2 hexadecimal numbers than you're going to be looking at 8 binaries for every single character. And so that's why hexadecimal is used, because if I've got 8 binary bits and I want to express them in hexadecimal.
I can get do it with just one character. Okay.
So. If I have, come on, there we go. Okay, so let's first look at hexadecimal and then we'll look how it can go back and forth. So converting hexadecimal to decimal, okay? I write out the hexadecimal, I write the powers of 16 underneath it, and that way I can convert to decimal. So I wrote 8359. And then I put the powers of 16. 16 to the 0, 16 to the 1st, 16 squared, 16 cubed. 16 to the 0 is defined as 1. Everything to the 0 power is defined as 1. 16 to the 1st is 16. 16 squared is 256. 16 cubed is 4,096. Okay? So then I take and say, okay, now I'm going to have the face value times the positional value. So I multiply 1 times 9, 5 times 16, 3 times 256, and 10 times 4,096. Why 10? Because A is a 10. Okay? If I look again at decimal and hex, when I get down to 9 and 9, and then I go to 10, is an A. 11, B. 12, C. 13, D. 14, E. 15, F. Okay? So, since I have an A here, I say an A is equivalent to a 10. 10 times 4,096 is that number, 4,096. 4,960.
Okay. So 16 expressed in hexadecimal would be 10.
Yes. Yes.
If you keep counting here, you go down and 16 is F plus 1. Okay. F plus 1, there is no digit higher than F. So that means put down the 0, carry the 1, and bring down the 1. You've looked nothing but perplexed. Do you have a question?
It breaks all the rules of math.
No, it breaks the rules of decimal.
You're used to decimal counting, which is 1 minute, which is 0 through 10, with 0 through 9. So when you hit 10, it's 10. Whereas in this, when you hit 16, it's 10.
If anything, it's when you hit 10, after 9 comes 0.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And here, after F becomes...
So that'll be after 15?
F plus 1. Put down the 0, because there is no digit after F. So F plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1. Okay? And then you bring it down, so F is 10.
So would that just be 15, or... No, that would be 16. After
16 is 10.
Right. Sorry.
17 or B1.
You just have a very readable face.
17 B1, 18, 1, 2, 24.
Okay, so 16 is 10, and then what does it do? 17 is 11, 18 is 12, and it keeps going. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. What comes after 19?
1A.
1B, 1C, 1D, 1E, 1F. 20. Okay? So it's just adding in a few extra digits. Okay?
FF. And then we get crazy and go 100.
So.
1, FF2, FF3.
not at stage 8. Slow it down.
Before long, you have spiky hair.
They're all going to be
okay. So now, let's take a little bit more look, actually, at those. So if I have decimal, and I have hex, and I have binary. So if I start out with a 9, and this is a 9, what is that in binary?
Hold on. 1001?
Yes. Now, what's the reason for that?
Because 1 is an 8, 0 would be 4, 2, and then the 1 is a 1.
I think so, but I'm not real sure I followed that. Okay, so there are the basics, right? 2 to the 0 is 1, 2 to the 1st is 2, 2 squared is 4, 2 cubed is 8. That's all I need if I've only got 4 digits. And what we're talking about is 4 binary digits. So this means the 1001 means I've turned on the 8, I've turned on the 1, so it's 9. Okay? So what does 10 become in decimal? 10 in decimal becomes an A in a hex, so what is it over here in binary? Say it again. 1010. And there's a whole lot of ways you can figure that out. One of which is 1010 has the 8 turned on and the 2 turned on. 8 and 2 make 10. Okay? You can also do it by saying 1001 was 9. Add 1 to it. 1 plus 1 is 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1, and bring it down. And bring down the 0, and bring down the 1. So there's a variety of ways that you can figure it out. Okay, the next one is 11, which is going to be B. And what do I have for 11 over here? 1, I have to turn on the 8, right? I don't want to turn on the 4, because that would get me up to 12. 8 and 2 is 10, and 11. Okay? So it's 1011.
And then
12. And then 12, and I've run out of colors almost. Okay, 12. Is the C, and what's that going to be?
1100.
1100, because I'm turning on the 8 and the 4. 8 and 4 make 12, right? Mm-hmm. Turning off the 2, turning off the 1. Okay. So, now what's 13?
1101.
8 and 4 is 12, and 1 is 13, right? 14 is E.
Which would be 1110.
Okay, somebody else.
1101.
Huh?
1110.
Oh, not E, you either. Somebody back there.
1110.
Huh?
1110.
Yes.
Because I'm paying attention to this.
Oh, no. I mean, but the trouble is that I get reliant on you two to give me the answers sometimes, and everybody else keeps quiet. And when I was in school, I was one of the ones that kept quiet. So I like to every once in a while get one of the ones that keeps quiet the answer. Okay, what have I got here? I'm turning on the 8, and the 4 is 12, and the 2 is 14, and the 1 is 15. So basically, just remembering this 8421, I can come up with any combination of 4 binary bits if I just remember the 8421 and determine which ones of those to turn on. Okay? I can express anything up to 15. Okay? Okay. So, okay, so I've got a B, E, 5, okay, and that is a number. So this is 16 to the 0, which is defined as 1. This is 16 to the 1st, which is 16. This is 16 squared, which is 256. Okay, so what is this going to be in decimal? Well, first I have to look at the B, and what is the B equivalent to? 11. So I've got 256 times 11. Tell me if I make a mistake. I think I did that right. Okay. So that's 2816. Okay. So that is 2816. Plus E times 16. What's E times 16?
E is 14, so 14 times 16.
Right. So 16 times 14. And 5 times 1 is 5, so I need to add those up now. Okay, did somebody that do this come out with the same answer? That's what I'm coming up with. And if that's not the right answer, it's because I made a silly math mistake, or that's not even math, that's arithmetic. Okay. So, BE5 translates to 3045. Okay. Now, if I want to figure out how to go back, I do the same thing that we did in binary, and we'll look at that in a minute. But did anybody come up with the 3045?
Yes.
Okay, so that's right. Okay. So now I'm going to give you one to do. Okay, so try that one. What did you say?
I said 29.
20 as in what kind of 20? 209? No, it's more than 209.
It's more than 20.
Way more than 20.
Oh, so you have to work from right to left, right.
Nope.
I'm wrong again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 1020. 1,020.
That's closer. I don't honestly know. I haven't done it.
I got 1010.
I got 1022.
1020 floating around?
1020.
And 1010 is close, so you made an arithmetic mistake. It sounds like.
I think you've got the
pair of the
one.
Okay. So what I've got here is 3 times 256. Which is
7, 768,
right?
785. 785,
I can't count correct. 6, 12, 18,
carry the one. No, that's the whole answer.
Oh, all right. Okay, so this is then times 15, right?
Yep.
Because F is a 15.
Which is 240.
So this is 0, 80, 16, 240. And then this is times what?
12.
Times 12, because A is 10, B is 11, C is 12. So that's 12. So I've now got 768 plus 240 plus 12. That's 240. It's a lot like a 6. 0, carry the 1, 2, carry the 1, 1, 0, 20.
Yep.
Okay, so now I've got this done. Now I want to convert it back.
Okay, so I've got 3FC, as I know what the answer is that I want to get, but I want to convert 1020 back to 3FC.
Okay. So
I'm starting out with 1020. And that's in decimal. And then I'm going to have my powers of 16. 16 to the 0, 16 to the first, 16 squared, and 16 cubed I don't need because 4,096 is bigger than my target number. So I don't need that one. If I want to have it, I can have it, but I don't need it. So I'm going to be using these. So my first question is, and this is where a calculator comes in handy, how many 256s can I use? How many times can I subtract 256 from 1020?
3.
Okay, yes. So I can either go up and try doing the subtraction and subtract 256 and then say I can do it again and then say I can do it again, or I can take a guess and say, okay, let's say 4 times 256 I know would be too big. So let's go with 3 or whatever, okay? So what ends up being is I have 1020, and I can subtract, as I said, 256 3 times. Okay, so what does that end up with?
7.
Anybody do the math?
1/16 times 5 is
1. Oh. Okay, this is basically 1020 minus 8, 6, 768?
Yeah.
And so if I subtract that, that's 2, 5, 2. 0, carry the 1, 2, carry the 1, 0.
Yeah, it should be 252.
Okay, so that means I can use 3 of these. Okay, that's the 3 that I can use. Now, how many 16s can I subtract from there? Well, 10 16s would be 256, right?
No, 16.
16, right. Sorry. Did I say 10? Yes. 16 16s would be 256. That would be too big. So, but that's awful close. 252 is awful close to. So I'm going to assume that it's going to be 15. But what I'm going to do is on the side, double check that, 16 times 15 is 80, 240, So I subtract 240, and I have 12 left. Well, 240 is F. Okay, because it's that 15 right there that turned into an F. And now I have 12 left.
Less than 16, so you can just put 12.
So I can put 12, but I can't write that. I have to write the hexadecimal for 12. So what's the hexadecimal for 12?
C.
So I'm putting a C in there. Okay, so it converted back to the number that I had originally. Questions? Because needless to say, you're going to get a homework assignment where you too get to play. So
when you convert it to hexadecimal, you pretty much do a division subtraction.
Yeah, it's all basic arithmetic.
Whereas if you were trying to get from hexadecimal to decimal, it's multiplication addition.
Well, it's all multiplication addition. I mean, I was over here, I'm multiplying. 15 times 16. It's all basic, basic arithmetic. Okay? And basic arithmetic is the stuff that it's easy to make a mistake at. Because I think we've all done that. But a calculator next to you is a friendly little device to have.
So none of you guys thought you'd take a foreign language as far as your CIT?
It's not that foreign. It's just numbers.
Math is a language.
It's an art.
Okay, so now we are getting into, let's see. We have done the conversions between binary and decimal, both ways, right?
Hexadecimal.
And we've done hexadecimal and decimal both ways. So now we need to do hexadecimal and binary. Okay, so that's the one that we've got left.
Can we just go from hexadecimal
to
decimal and then from decimal to binary, or is that too
much? No, hexadecimal is easy because if I start out with a binary number, and I'm going to start out with 10111010101, whatever.
That's a big number.
I can just keep going forever.
Not as bad as it, not as big as it be in hex.
So now what you do is you start over here and you divide it into groups of four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And if I hadn't happened, and it was happened, to come out even, then you just add zeros at the front to get it to be. So if I had an extra one sitting out here, I'd add 3 zeros to it. Okay? So let's do that. I have one there, and so I split it here. I need 4 digits, and so I add in 000, okay? Because leaving zeros don't mess anything up, right? Okay, so looking back at my 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 squared, 2 cubed, 8, 4, 2, 1. What's that first number?
13.
And what's that in hex?
D.
C.
It's a D.
Okay, we've
it's
got.
It's D.
You're right. It's a D.
Decimal hex.
I'm always trying. I was
so 10 is an A, 11 is a B, 12 is a C, 13 is a D, my turn, E, 15 is an F. So again, what's 1101?
D.
Hmm?
13, which is
a D. What's 1010?
A.
A. What's 1011? B. What's 0001?
One.
I've now converted from binary to hex. Because every 4 binary digits equals 1 hex, and every hex can be expressed with 4 binary digits.
Okay.
Okay? So, if I then give you C, F, 5, B, 6, what's that going to be in binary?
Oh, boy.
Oh, so you just break it up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 5 groups of 4s. So we need to have...
So,
so C is 12. So 12 is...
So 12 times 16, I think. Is that a B or a 13? Oh, okay, that's a B. Never mind.
Cool. It's actually not that bad.
No, it's not. Pardon?
This play is actually...
Oh, absolutely.
Out of all of them?
Absolutely.
I don't understand.
But that's why they chose X. Because if you do the conversion when you're looking at it, don't put more. You're looking at what's the number. What's the number is 8 bits makes a byte. So you've got 8 binary bits, makes a byte. You really don't want to have to look at the binary. You really don't. You can't translate it to the decimal because some of the things within the 2 decimal digits are some with 1. And so hex is the perfect language. So for every 8 binary, you get 2 hex. And after a while, that A, B, C, D is just automatic. You know that. You don't have to think about it.
Well, that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Six. It's just six. That makes things a little much.
This is that.
Okay, so what's the 6?
Well, you can remember the decimal.
6.
0, 1, 1, 0. Because I'm turning on what? The 4 and the 2. And 4 and 2 make 6. What is B?
1, 0, 1, 1.
1, 0, 1, 1. So I'm turning on the 8 and the 2 and the 1. That makes 11, and B is 11. Shh. Somebody, what's 5?
0, 1, 0, 1, 0. 0, 1, 0, 1.
What's F?
1, 1, 1, 1.
Yeah, F's the easy one. And what's C?
1100.
What?
1, 1, 0, 0.
Okay. So that's the binary equivalent of hex. So if you did a dump of memory, it's the hex you see and not the binary. If you ask for it in hex, it's the hex you see and not the binary bits. Okay, so now that we've gone through that and you understand how to do it, if you go into... accessories, and you bring up the calculator, and you say, I want the programmer view.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. So now that makes a lot more sense.
That's right. And there you have it. So it will do the conversions for you.
Wait, is this like a Windows?
Why didn't you tell us this before?
So, now I'm going to break the even better
news to you.
Jesus.
And that is, when you pass in the homework, you got to show me the work, so I know you actually did the work. But everybody should get an A because you should then go and check it in the calculator. And if you didn't get it right, then redo it. Okay? But you can go check it in the calculator. And the calculator will give you. So play around with the calculator a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Fun? Okay, let's see. So if I put 1111 in there, and I ask it to tell me what the hex is, no, that's not right. I'm trying to remember, actually, how to do that. 47. I have no idea what I just did. Okay, so we ought to be able to figure this out.
What are you trying to do?
Do any kind of conversion at all.
So type in the way you do this. Side, you could change it to heads decimal.
Yeah.
Right.
This is small.
So wait a minute. I want to clear. Clear, clear, clear. Where's
C.
clear? There. I'll see. Okay, so remind me, okay, again, I don't use this. So binary, if I want to start out with a hexadecimal number, let's say I want to start out with F.
See,
I
switched to hexadecimal, and then you type in.
So I type in hex, and I type in F. Okay? And then I want to do what?
Then you switch to bin, and then...
Do I automatically switch to bin, or do I hit equals first?
You hit bin. No, you just click bin.
Okay, there it is. So that's what you do. You start out with the numbering system you're going in with, and then you switch. So if I have 1111, and then I want to put in, let's see, I'll put in 10101111, and that's binary, and then I'll flip over to hex, and it did give me the AF. Okay. So that calculator gives you the answers.
This is a cheat sheet magic. Cheat sheet itself.
And if you happen to have a programmer calculator with you at all times, you're all set. However, if not, you should, and either way, you should know the basics behind it.
You can
anyway.
Click on the numbers on the top.
Yeah.
Huh?
You can click on the numbers up there.
Okay.
Other
numbers will put the stuff
so
in.
If you click on, say that one, then I just clicked on it, it should put another one.
So there's an F, and there's...
So that's strictly the binary portion of it.
Okay.
So you can type it in, you can have it switched to hexadecimal, and then you put in the binary with that.
Okay.
And it does it live for you.
Yeah, it's a blood on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like that.
As I said, I hadn't played with this since this time last year, and I forgot about how you actually enter it in, how you use it.
Sweet.
But there you have the calculator that will give you the answers. So again, what you should be doing is when I give you a homework assignment, I'm going to require the work come in. Okay, but they should all be right because you can go and check them on this and make sure that everything is correct. So I shouldn't get anything wrong because they should all be checked on the calculator. Okay. We've got just a couple of minutes left, so we're going to go back and do one more thing.
What's the assignment?
I'll put it up tomorrow. Okay. Let's try doing some binary math.
Are we adding all these up?
Yep. So what's that going to be? Add it up. We're doing math.
1-0-0-1. Yeah, I've got to ask my son. I've got a very dyslexic son. My journalist son is very dyslexic.
1-0.
Huh?
I got the answer.
Okay.
What are we doing on the You have the answer to the full answer?
Oh,
all right. She is.
I don't have
it.
Oh. Don't
worry about it. I'm using my
yourself. You're just telling me the answer. +1 = 1-0, +1 = 1-1.
Did you put the ball in there?
1-1. Which is the 1-1?
Well, you have it at the
Okay, so 1 + 1 + 1 = 1-1, right?
Yes.
Put down the 1, carry the 1.
1-1-1-1-1.
And this is zero. Now 1 + 1 = 1-0, +1 = 1-1. Put down the 1, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 1-0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. And so now I've got adding one more. 1 + 1 = 1-0, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 1-0. So over here, 1 + 1 = 1-0, +1 = 1-1, +1 = 1-0-0.
Okay.
Now, how do you check this? What is 1-0-1-0?
That's 11.
11. What is 1-1-0-1? 1-0-1-1, 11. So that is 35, right? And what is this? 1, 2, not using the 4, 8, 16, using the 32, 34, 35. So the mathematics checks. Right?
You're a cheater. You're a cheater.
No, I know how to do this.
Lies.
So I know how to do this. I did it on a calculator.
Paper and pencil, you're in trouble. Or at least I wouldn't want to try this without paper and pencil. And then check it, please. Thank you. If you're having problems with anything, I will not be here right at 2. I have to go to a meeting with Meditech. But I will be back, and Carolyn will be here.
Mm-hmm.
92. You think I know?
I thought you had it memorized.
Wanted to answer in the binary of this.
I want to answer in binary, and then but I want the checking gun too. Okay, so what do we got? 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. +1 = 100, right? Put down the 0. Now it's your choice whether you carry the 10 here, which is the way I do it, or whether you carry the 0 there and the 1 to the column over. It depends on how you do arithmetic. I tend to carry it all there. So I'm going to say 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. Put down the 0, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. +1 = 101. Put down the 1, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. +1 = 101. Put down the 1, carry the 10, and I know from having just done that that it's 101. Okay. And this will be fun to listen to on the recording. Okay. Sorry, people. Okay, so did anybody come up with an answer? Yes. I'm talking about binary. Did anybody come up with this, or did I do it wrong?
Yeah, I got it right.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Anybody else? I want confirmation that this is the right answer. Thank you.
I just did it
calculated too, so
that's
right.
Oh, okay. So now, what is this equal to?
I must have screwed this up somewhere.
29, yeah.
It's 16, because I know this is 2, 4, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. So 16 and 8 is 24, and 4 more is 28, and 1 more is 29. What's the next line? 16 + 8 = 24, +2 = 26, +1 = 27. The next one I know is 31, because after 5 becomes 32, but again, 16 and 8 is 24, +4 = 28, +2 = 30, +1 = 31, and 101 is 5. So I add this up, and I've got 282, right? Yes, you're right. Okay, so now I'm going across the bottom. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64.
Oh.
So 64 and 16 is 80. That's 4, which I can read. 80, 88, 92.
That's much smarter.
Okay, so that is 92. 92 is the same as 92, so it worked.
Hey. Well, 92 and 92 are the same. Where'd you get that?
Magic.
It's one of those sophisticated things that you will learn in a little while. Okay, we're done. Next week, we're going to do codes. Which whereabouts, Pat?
In your office?
Yeah.
Which is what?
With
Ben.
Yeah,
Edward, I'll see you next week. Okay. Well, actually, no, I'll see you Thursday with the... I'll probably be here for our time as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bring the shoebox cards anyway. It's not a ton of cards. It's a good card.
I mean, as long as you're not handing me a bunch of comments.
I don't know what they are, honestly.
You don't know what they are?
At all. I don't play it. I just got handed them and say, hey, you play games. So they handed me the box. I was like,